Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for the vibe check this Tuesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... What's wrong with you?
I don't. There's a lot. It's only a four-hour show. We don't have that much time.
All right, guys. 585-252-9800. 816 total texts this morning. Breezy, get to three or four of them. Where's our friends at?
I mean, we got
to
do it. Hey, guys. Good morning, Moose. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Amy always puts me first. It's so classic. It's Amy from Sodas checking in.
What's up, Amy?
My vibes are great. I got my mother-in-law to join the Y with me, so we're absolutely slaying.
Oh, that's awesome.
11 days until the big quinceañera. You and Moose should come.
You know what I need from Amy? I hate to ask her for a favor because I haven't seen her in forever.
So classic.
But I could really use some more PXY morning socks. Fall is here.
They were actually so good.
And I worn out the last ones she got us.
There's
with our faces.
The toes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need some new socks, Amy. If you can make that happen.
You're a nightmare.
I appreciate it.
You're a nightmare human being. All right, Coolio. Amy, thank you. We will look at to text us back the date. We'll look into that. I know 11 days from now we'll probably be at the hayride, so we'll talk about it. What else is happening here? Sarah's here. She says, "Good morning.
Hey,
this
Sarah.
World is crazy and it makes me sad, but I have coffee, so that's all that really matters."
Hell yeah.
Pop all the way off.
Yeah, I made a nice
with your cappuccino.
Morning.
You know
your I got to get an espresso machine for the studio here.
Do it.
But the one I want is like $700.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
I was like, I'm not doing. If I'm gonna get one for $700, then I'm hiring a barista to come in here and make it.
Yeah, make sure she does it upstairs because it kind of smells burnt every time you bring coffee in here. But yeah,
they don't give me the best coffee to use to make it. All right, let's get to one more person here.
Let's see. We also have our girl Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
She says, "Morning, vibes are okay today. The rain has me feeling some type of way."
Did you know I get that? Last night, lit up all the candles. Fall vibes, baby. Oh, yeah. I put
a
card.
I don't want to know what goes on in your apartment. I genuinely like don't.
You should come through.
I'm good.
You and Patrice.
I'm good.
You guys would be so comfortable. Come on. Come over.
Maybe. I'm terrified.
Oh, we got to get to this. Fall's hottest accessory.
Oh my God. Who wrote this copy?
Goosebumps. The Haunted Hayrides, you guys, of Greater Rochester is back, and it's scarier than ever. And I'm not just talking about the hayrides. We're talking about a nightmare on wheels.
Literally me every time I drive.
New this year, they put together a haunted beer garden, which is pretty cool, so you can grab a drink to calm your nerves, or it might have the opposite effect. It's 21 plus. Opening weekend is this weekend, the 26th, in Williamson. You can get your tickets right now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. And if you want VIP for the front of the line, you can snag that jumper pass.
Nightmare on Wheels is just me and my Nissan Sentra. Yeah. Haunted Hayride, but it's just me driving.
Pretty
down
much.
Yeah.
Breezy perfect. Would show up late. I'm like, where were you? She's like, I hit a guardrail. I'm like, nobody else is on the road.
Yeah. It came out of nowhere, though. But anyways. Vibes are okay today. My to-do list is piling. You know, there's just a lot going on. Yeah. And can't get through all of it. Allegedly, apparently, my roommate's moving out tomorrow.
But, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Allegedly.
Oh, well, okay. They weren't going to stay there, huh?
No. So, more to come on that.
Okay, great.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, this frees up the bathroom a little bit more.
And the spare room.
This is great.
Yeah.
All right, well, vibes are through the roof for me, because obviously, as you know, I had a really nice night last night.
Yeah, you, candles, wax, yeah. You do what you need to do.
There's a lot on the agenda this week I got to get done, but, you know, I like being a busy bee.
Yeah.
Just like Breezy.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, it's the concerns about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and its potential link to autism. That's been raised, but you have a lot of experts who are saying, well, hold up a second. Way more research is actually needed. I'll tell you all the details about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of concerns about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy, and its potential link to autism has been raised, but you also have a ton of experts who are saying, well, hold up a second, way more research is actually needed. President Trump, his administration, held a press conference yesterday suggesting that Tylenol use during pregnancy causes autism. And then you had Jennifer Parks, who's a clinic assessment specialist. She's at the Arc of Monroe. She said the research she has seen so far, there have not been many large reviewed studies about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and its actual link to autism. So the correlation does not necessarily mean causation. So I think a lot more research has to be done in this area, she said. Parks is the mother of a six-year-old boy with autism. And she expressed her concerns about the implications for pregnant mothers. In her job, she assesses whether someone meets the diagnosis for the criteria for autism. And she said there are many theories about what might cause autism, but it has not been narrowed down to any single cause. She advised pregnant women to speak with their doctors to get the most up-to-date, incorrect information. And I know yesterday I was watching the news and President Trump came on. He was like, don't do it.
It's really bad. No,
it's really, really bad.
Couldn't be worse.
And like, people are like, well, hold on a second. We don't know just yet. So now, obviously, there's a lot more studies that are being done if you are taking Tylenol while you're pregnant.
So just so everybody knows, there's been studies that have been conducted for years before President Trump was even in office. It's not like he just got here and was like, we got to look into this. They're like, we've literally been researching this for years.
No, they have been, yeah. I think it's one of those situations where, yeah, they're right. I think they need to do a lot more research on the link between taking Tylenol and, you know, autism, especially when you're pregnant. Right. Coming up on the show, how many of you are standing firm on protecting your kids' relationship with food? Because there's plenty of parents who have to draw the line with grandparents who mean well, but don't get things, you know, over the years have changed. And after the break, we'll get to Jillian's message. She says her dad's really tough on his 4-year-old grandson when it comes to eating everything on his plate. He comes from the eat everything on your plate generation, and it's not working out so well. We'll get to Jillian's message for Parental Confidential coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. You know, there are some grandparents and parents who still very much come from the clean your plate generation. Mm-hmm. Don't even think about leaving the table until every piece of food is eaten off that plate. And I would imagine that's how most of us got eating disorders.
Literally. Disordered eating is among us.
But take a listen to this very interesting message we got from Jillian for Parental this morning, 585-252-9800. If you want to share your thoughts or give advice, she writes in and says, "We had a situation at dinner on Sunday. It made me stop and think. And honestly, I'm still bothered by it. My dad kept telling my four-year-old son, 'You have to finish your green beans.' And my little guy was getting upset. So I stepped in and said, 'Thanks, Dad, but we're teaching him to listen to his tummy.'"
Yeah, we're good.
"He gets to decide when he's done. I turned to my son and I asked, 'Are you all done?' He nodded. I let him leave the table. My dad just sat there staring at me. Later in the kitchen, he told me I was raising a kid who was going to walk all over me, that I'm too soft, and that if I don't make him finish his food now, he's going to grow up spoiled and wasteful. He said, 'You can't let a toddler run the table. You're the parent.' It turned into this awkward argument. My dad watches my son twice a week, and I'm honestly scared to leave my son with him after this. I don't want my kid forced to sit at a table crying because grandpa won't let him leave until everybody's gone.
Right.
At the same time, I don't want to blow up the relationship. I know how much my dad loves my son. I need his help. I appreciate you guys reading this. I'm currently trying to figure out how to talk to a grandparent about respecting your parenting choices without it turning into a full-out family feud. Has anyone ever had to draw the line with their parents over something like this? Because I feel caught in the middle of two completely different ideas about how to raise a kid. Thanks."
The whole, like, finish your plate mentality is so old school.
Yeah, I
so
grew...
So old school.
You know, I grew up with it, and I held my ground. I was like, I'm not eating. Like, go to your room, okay?
It's like, I'll starve. I just don't care, simply. Yeah, then you sit there, and you're eating food that's cold and disgusting.
You know,
and it's just...
Did your parents ever do this to you?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's one of those things too. My grandparents, they grew up in the Great Depression.
Right.
You can't be wasteful. And I understood that now, but as a kid, you're like, I'm done.
Also, like, if you look at a child's plate, it's like four green beans. They're like, you need to finish it. It's like
a nugget.
We can't waste any. It's like it's literally just like bottom of the barrel stuff. Like, it's not
How do other parents handle something like this? Do you intervene right away or do you let it slide? Because Jillian, who wrote the message, obviously still needs her dad to help her watch her kid twice a week. Let me go over to a couple messages that came in right away. Michelle's first. She says, "I have a somewhat strained relationship with my parents, so I'm probably more firm than I need to be when they tell my kids to finish everything on their plate. I always respond with no. My kids know when they're full. I was also told to always finish my plate, and I know for sure it was just for the convenience of being able to clean up right away and not have to put away leftovers. Not a good reason then, still not a good reason now."
Right.
I never thought about that.
Never.
It's just easier to clean up, so you don't have to pull the Tupperware out. Finish it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the portions that these kids are eating are literally minuscule. It's not like you could even save it if you wanted to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to take it and be like, put it in a Tupperware. You'll eat it for lunch tomorrow. There's two green beans. Like, it's fine, Rebecca. It's not that deep.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
You know?
I guess it's just the principle of, I understand where the older generation is coming from, but clearly it's not like that anymore. You know,
correct.
I don't think I would do that to my kid now. Krista says, "This is one of those moments where you have to decide what's more important, keeping the peace or protecting your son's comfort. I let my dad push my daughter to finish her food because I didn't want to fight. And now she has huge anxiety about just meals in general."
Right. Which, you don't want that. It's a nightmare. And also, it comes out later in life. Like, it's... You're truly damaging your kid. And everyone's like, "You're soft. Not in my day." It's like, all right, well, we're in a different time period, so.
Yeah, a lot of our parents had to walk to school barefoot in the snow.
Yeah, you know, with a bucket on their head for literally no reason.
For whatever reason, nobody had shoes. Nobody owned a
when
pair.
When I was growing up.
Nobody had a pair of Skechers. Nothing.
Okay.
Let's go over to our friend Matt weighing in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. What's up, Matt? Best thing to do is tell your dad, hey, I really don't care what you think. The whole finish everything on your plate is so old school, I agree. It doesn't really work for kids these days. No, it doesn't. Because a lot of kids these days are sitting there with this dumb look on their face like, why do I have to finish it?
Exactly.
I'm going to throw up.
Like, no, literally. That's what happened to me. Like, so me and my brother, and I think every kid has experienced this at least one time in their childhood that has scarred them for the rest of their life, and they will not eat this food. This happened to me with tacos. I don't think my dad was like, you need to finish them. I think I just willingly ate way too much. And that's another thing. Like, why aren't we talking about the other end of the spectrum of like, hey, cut your kids off if they're like indulging too much because they're going to get sick. Happened with my brother with hot dogs. Like, got sick on them, never to be eaten again. I still to this day will not eat tacos. I'll eat chicken, but like, I don't really like beef.
Really? So you ruined you ruined it for yourself.
I did. And I mean, with the help of my dad as well. But like, he should have probably been supervising me a little closer. I was a child.
Karen says, grandparents sometimes think they know best because they raise kids, but times do change. We understand nutrition and child development differently now. So when my mom went and stopped forcing food on my toddler, I printed out an article from our pediatrician about letting kids decide when they're done. She didn't love it, but it absolutely helped. Yeah, I mean, Jillian, you might have to start printing those out, hanging them around the house for your dad to read. Might come off as passive aggressive, but he might get the hint. Let me go over to a couple more.
I can't read, so yeah.
Tanya says, good morning, guys. This really depends on how petty you want to be and if you respect the parenting of the person. My dad said something about the way I was parenting my kid. So I said, I've seen up close how you raise sons, and I'm not impressed. Excuse me if I want my son to come out better than yours did. Good luck.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. That's not...
That's not great.
No, that's not great. If you guys are just tuning in.
I fear that's not the verbiage we use.
There are some grandparents and parents who still very much come from your clean your plate generation. And Jillian's father is forcing her 4-year-old son to eat everything on his plate at every meal. And that's a problem.
Grandparents are so helpful and loving. Well, most grandparents are so helpful and loving and like all this. But it always becomes a point of contention when like they spend too much time with their grandparents and then they're raising your child a way that you are actively trying to avoid the way you were raised. You know what I mean?
True.
So like it's this like weird dance that you're doing of like, I love you and I love your help and I need your help, but also like you're going to do it my way. But I don't think you can have both. I don't. You can say like, hey, we don't do that, but they don't have to listen to you, especially if it's their house.
How many of you growing up said, I'm never going to parent my kids the way you parented me?
And now you're everybody.
Now you're kind of, my brother said it. Now I've noticed he's doing a lot of the similar things that my parents
slide through the cracks.
Yeah. Jess says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to offer some quick advice to that mom because I deal with child development and I would frame this as teamwork. Say, dad, I need your help teaching him good habits. We let him listen to his tummy so meals don't become a battle every single night. If he feels like he's part of the solution, not the problem, he might actually come on board. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to almost make him believe it's his idea too.
Right.
All right, great advice. Thanks, guys, for all the messages.
The old bait and switch.
That's what it is. This is appreciated.
You do this on children. You do this on elders. You do this on just regular adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
One reason we do this segment is not just to help everyone who messaged in, but also to prepare Breezy for parenting.
Yep. Moose declared last week that he will not be having children. So,
all right. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What is the key to a happy marriage? Well, Matthew McConaughey seems to have all the answers because him and his wife have been married over 13 years. And the reason this is impressive is because it's a Hollywood marriage.
Right.
My parents just celebrated 45 years last month. But 13 years in Hollywood? That's considered an eternity.
Absolutely. I mean, you rarely see those couples last, given the stardom and the pressure of the limelight and things of that nature.
It's tough.
It's few and far between.
How many of you think our boy Matthew has a point here? And maybe the advice he is giving to married couples, maybe some of you are already doing this. The 55-year-old wrote down a series of life advice tips he wants to dish out to people in his new book, Poems and Prayers. I started listening to it on Audible last night, I think it was. And for him, the most important rule was one that starts in the bedroom. And it branches out to impact pretty much everything about his family. The reason him and his wife have a happy marriage and have been together for as long as they have is because they sleep on a queen mattress instead of a king.
Nightmare.
And he says, when I wake up in the morning and my wife is 12 feet from me, that is a problem. He goes, I want to snuggle and it's important for us to be close to one another.
Ew.
You got to get yourself a queen size mattress where you're both shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's great for the marriage. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting.
This is like truly my nightmare. But to be honest, this is my fiance's dream.
Really?
Dream.
You guys sleep on a king now?
Yes, we have a king.
Okay.
But at least once or twice a month, she'll propose us downgrading to a queen. I mean, Yvonne, honestly, I think she would want a fall.
For this reason?
Yes.
Oh, she wants to be close to you.
Yes.
Anyone right now struggling in their marriage, have you thought about maybe downsizing the mattress, or is it too late because you're already sleeping in different rooms?
She was just trying to propose actually the other day. She's like, when we move into our new house, our new bedroom's going to be way smaller than it is now. So we probably need to get a queen. I'm like, not doing it.
She makes a good point.
Not doing it.
585-252-9800. Honestly, I think a queen mattress is the perfect size.
It's not the perfect size, though. Like,
yeah, it is.
First of all, you need to also take into consideration people and couples who have dogs and animals and pets. That's one of the biggest reasons why they get king mattresses, is because it's not just two people in a bed, it's three. And if it's three people in a queen, see yourself out. See yourself out. The door's right there.
I'm dying to know how many people own an Alaskan size mattress.
What's that?
You can fit like 10 people in it.
Ooh.
I think it's the biggest you can get, right?
Like for like group sex? What's happening here?
Just for your bedroom.
Okay.
Let me go to the phone. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Patrice.
Oh, Breezy's fiance, Patrice.
Nope. Literally obsessed with this topic.
Let me ask you something. Why do you want to downgrade to a queen size? Is it for the same reason Matthew McConaughey wants to do it?
Absolutely. I could not agree with the man more. I think it's genius. Breezy always complains that we don't snuggle. Well, because there's 20 feet in between us.
Right.
I have to, like, swim to the other side of the mattress to see her.
Do you have to text her first?
Smaller mattress.
You got to text her to come join you?
Absolutely. I usually do.
That's a big bed.
So she'll see it.
It is a big bed.
It's
but
huge.
I think it's perfect because you can snuggle and be cuddly and lovey when you want, and then by the time it's time to go to bed, each of us can sleep peacefully in our own sections.
You know, this...
I mean, at that rate, we might as well live apart.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah, there are some people that, you know, like I said, they're already sleeping in different rooms. Some people took it one step further and just decided to live in different states.
But, babe, you want a, you want a twin for us.
I do, yeah.
You
not
can't,
a,
you
not a sleeping, like, a London double-decker bus.
That's
on top of each other. Insane.
You know, I find this interesting. Kim says the reason most married couples love a king size bed is for the reason that they don't have to be close to one another.
Yeah, so you can get away from each other.
This is great.
Messed up.
Also, we have a full-fledged, like, 80-pound dog, so...
She's literally 60 pounds.
Whatever.
She's
I'm not,
not
great with math.
She's a medium-sized dog. To be fair, our king size bed works out because... I give Phoebe, our dog, I give her my side, and then Breezy and I share her side. So it works
annoying.
For now.
I'm always like being flying off the side of the bed.
You know,
always.
We know Breezy's love for dogs. Was there a discussion about the dog sleeping on the bed when you guys moved in together?
I mean, yes and no. She was like, I don't want the dog to sleep on the bed. And I was like, there's no choice. Fee's literally 8 years old. She's been doing this since day one. She's not going to change for you. So it was a compromise Breezy had to make.
Yeah. No, I forget about that. There are compromises.
She splits her time. Like half the night she'll be in bed. Half the night she'll be on her bed.
She starts in bed and then she's over it. So she mostly sleeps in her own dog bed on the floor. And then she'll start the morning in bed with us.
There's a lot of ruckus happening, so
All right, well, listen, good luck with that, Patrice. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you. Anytime, guys.
All right, love you. Bye.
Us getting a twin is diabolical.
I mean, that's crazy. So if it's not the mattress, then what's the real key to having a happy marriage? Because as we know, the butterflies are guaranteed to fade. If you don't respect each other's opinions, boundaries, decisions, everything just collapses. You know? But... the reason a king would be great is because you're forced not to be close to one another.
Right.
You know, you need your space a little
bit.
You
do need space. It's healthy separation. Matthew McConaughey clearly has, like, is not him love bombing his wife. It's so weird.
No, they've been together 13 years. They're doing great, I think. I remember my...
He's like, I know him super well. So.
No, my father once told me, I'll never forget this. If you're going to forgive someone when you're married, then you have to forgive them fully. Like, you can't bring up the thing that they did that hurt you over and over and over again.
Right.
Doesn't mean you don't wipe the slate clean like it never happened. You just choose not to use it as ammo.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
And I'm like, man, have you and mom ever thought about maybe getting an Alaskan? Their bed is massive. And I never understood it.
They're also like so small. Like they are tiny people.
Right.
They could fit in a twin.
I think my dad's what's my dad? 5'7", my mom's 5'2", something like that. How I'm 5'9" is
I'm 5'7". I don't think your dad's 5'7".
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Wild story coming out of Highmark Stadium, Bills Mafia, and everything in between. Obviously, the last time the Bills played was last Thursday against the Miami Dolphins. Great game. live, laugh, love. But there was something that happened in the stadium during that game that could have been life. Well, it was life altering, but could have been way more life altering.
Yeah.
If the Bills Mafia did not step up and step in, a Clifton Springs family is expressing extreme gratitude to the Bills Mafia after the fans in Highmark Stadium helped save a man's life during the Thursday night game. So the man who suffered a heart condition, his name was Brian Dodge, and he was 68 years old. During the opening drive of the Bills-Dolphins game, he was experiencing a heart issue in the stands. He was there with his daughter, Candace, who obviously had no idea what was going on. He was there in the stands, said he kind of like fell over and got tunnel vision, and they were obviously distressed. People around them in their section were saying, hey, do you need help? Is something wrong? What's going on? So the entire section collectively started screaming together to kind of flag anybody down that could help. It just so happened that a nurse by the name of Danielle Johnson, who is a Bills fan and was watching the game as well, was nearby and quickly intervened. Now, she wasn't in that section. She was just walking to go to the bathroom, but obviously with her medical background, she knew exactly what to do and started giving him chest compressions right then and there in the stands. It was obviously crazy. We've seen this with our beloved Bills, with DeMar Hamlin on the field a couple years back, mm-hmm. in the stands. It's always really scary when something like that happens at a sporting event or a concert because you're around so many people, but it's such chaos that it's hard to kind of maneuver. But Candace expressed a newfound connection to the Bills community, Bills Mafia as a whole, crediting that they literally saved her father's life. He's currently staying at Rochester General Hospital, where he's scheduled to undergo surgery for a pacemaker. So what exactly happened was he suffered from a heart condition affecting his heart's natural pacemaker. So I think he has to have an artificial one put in, essentially. So
Danielle was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And, you know, this, according to the daughter, it was their second Bills game they've ever been to. So, yeah, you can call it memorable for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Glad the guy's doing okay.
It's nice to see the sense of community. It's very easy to get away from that and, you know, think to yourself, Bills Mafia are out of control and unhinged and do crazy things like jump through flaming tables. But at the end of the day, it really is a community of people that will help their neighbor if they need help.
There's a comedian named Drew Lynch. He broke down in tears. He was doing a comedy show, and a guy in the audience went into cardiac arrest in the middle of his show. And everybody came together and helped the guy out. It was, I watched the TikTok video. It was an intense moment that took place, but all the audience members responded, and then seconds later, someone shouted, call 911, and saved the guy's life.
Wow, that's insane.
All right, guys, call me crazy, but I think I just found a frozen pizza that might be, dare I say, better than the pizza I had in Italy.
No,
I know. Hear me out. Trust me when I say it's next level gourmet, and I could literally help change your pizza game forever. I'll tell you why I think this is life changing coming up next on the show.
98 PSY is free and always will be.
Switching positions for you at 7:40 in the morning. Speaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy, call me crazy.
We will.
And like most people, I'm obsessed with pizza. I can probably eat it every day.
I love pizza.
Not get bored. Some of the best pizza I've ever eaten was just recently with my trip to Italy, right? And I thought, I'm never going to be able to get pizza like this back home. Wrong! Last night, I had a frozen pizza.
You need literally psychological help.
Call me crazy.
No, we will.
Hear me out. My buddy introduced me to this pizza on Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So I went out. I bought it. This pizza was similar to whatever it is I ate in Italy. I got it at Wegmans. It was pepperoni, hot honey. The crust was incredible. So you take it out of the box. You throw it in the oven. First bite brought me back to Italy. And I was like, I don't know I'm trying to remember the name. Best Pizza. I think it was like Amore or something like that. So my Aunt Maria in
Super
Italy.
Super helpful. Yeah. He's like, best pizza I've ever had. Don't know the name, but like, you guys can find it.
My Aunt Maria in Italy FaceTimes me. I think it was around midnight their time. So she's drinking wine with my parents. And she says, what are you eating? I said, pizza. She says, homemade? I said, no, frozen. But it's some of the best I've ever had. And she loses it on me.
Yeah, she should.
She
As
left.
She should.
She leaves the table. She goes to get my mom, brings her back and says, look what your son's doing. Look what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not like I'm eating a DiGiorno.
The frozen pizza is so disgusting.
It's not.
It is. I think the pepperoni tastes like blood. It's so gross. It is so nasty.
Well, I think the reason why this was so good too is I think the pizza crust, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's imported from Italy. So it's probably the same exact pizza I was eating when I was there.
No. There's no way. There's no way.
If I make it and bring it in, would you at least try it?
I guess, but I mean, it's still frozen pizza at the end of the day. It's like you go from having fresh dough, fresh ingredients, people are making it who actually know what they're doing, and you preheat the oven, and you're like, honestly, kind of slaps. Like, this is so disrespectful to your culture.
Guys, I mean,
to your parents. You will never be invited back to Italy if you keep it up.
What am I supposed to do if I can't get it there? I had to get it here, and Wegmans happens to have it. Oh, God. Teresa is calling in.
No.
Hello?
So let me get this straight, guys. This is Teresa, by the way.
Shocker.
You know, we know.
I can't believe what came out of your mouth. Are you guys, like, drunk this morning?
Oh, she says, you guys.
Yeah, like, don't lump me in with this.
What is the problem?
Nobody in their right mind, you know, did you just really sit there and compare some frozen pizza to pizza you ate in Italy?
I'm just saying, as far as the crust is concerned, it was very similar.
That's he might be drunk, to be honest.
Oh, my God. You are so freaking uncultured.
Oh, what do you mean? Teresa, you have to try it.
Listen, no, I've been to Naples, okay? Let me tell you something. Both my grandfather and my grandmother are from Naples, okay?
Yeah.
Some of the best pizza in Italy. It's nobody cooks better pizza, and you're telling people that frozen pizza you got in the freezer next to some freaking fish sticks that are close to the same thing? Are you serious?
You got to try it. It's got a crispy crust. You put a little bit of olive oil onto it. Maybe you sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Please.
And I'm like, this is really, really good.
You know what? Listen, I don't know if you're just trying to get a rise out of people.
It definitely works.
Why can't I enjoy a frozen pizza? Well, I don't understand the problem.
You know, enjoy frozen pizza. Listen, when I was little, I'd never forget my nana waking up at 5 a.m. to make the perfect dough, okay? That's what makes good pizza. And she gets the sauce started. You know, you can't get that out of a cardboard box with a picture of some freaking mountain or some whatever on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really bad.
You guys are shameful, really.
Stop saying you guys. I want nothing to do with
it. Listen, you could be angry all you want. I know what I like, and I thought this was a pretty damn good pizza.
It was good enough,
Teresa.
All three of my daughters know how to make homemade pizza, okay? Because I taught them, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, what you're saying is freaking disrespectful for you to drag Italy into this, especially when I heard you just came back from there. Mm-hmm. Really? You should have talked to the people that were making it while you were there. Maybe you would have learned something. You kill me. You know, this is unbelievable. I gotta go.
Do you take anything in the morning to calm you down? I think coffee is the worst thing for you, Teresa.
Well, you know, I am going to have my coffee, okay? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should try it.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
I can't.
Somebody said, Moose, I'm with Teresa. You need help.
You do need help.
You know, not for nothing, but God forbid I try to help everyone out, let them know on a little golden nugget that I found last time I share my pizza secrets. That's it.
You're not sharing anything. You're like, I don't know the name, guys. It's like a really good one, but I forgot.
Amore. I think pretty sure that's it.
Sure.
I was going to tell you guys about the new frozen Stouffer's lasagna that's out of this world, but you can forget about that.
No, we'll pass.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. All right, let's get right into it, shall we? Let them rip this morning, you guys. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. I find this segment to be extremely therapeutic.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get right into it, shall we? Mimi's here. She says, flats are better than nubs when it comes to chicken wings. There I said it.
You got to know how to eat the flats.
I know, but the flats are like very, I don't know. You're just like moving around and it feels like you're like eating in a horseshoe.
What's moving around?
Well, there's two bones.
Right?
You got it. Obviously. And then you have to poke out the. It's just a whole
thing. No. You put the whole thing in your mouth and you slide it between your teeth until there's no meat left.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's how you got to do it. What's up, guys? It's Marcus. I don't care if you call it self-love, but spending $500 a month on candles and crystals is ridiculous. And there's a reason people like my wife are always broke. There, I said it. Marcus, how many live, laugh, love signs do you currently have in your house? Text us back.
No, literally.
I want to hear back from you. Let's go over to Chelsea. Birthday parties for toddlers are ridiculous. They don't even remember anything, and the parents just want free stuff. There, I said it. I agree. I agree, Chelsea. You got me on this one.
It's so good. This person says, couples who share a Facebook profile are already headed towards divorce. There, I said it.
Haven't seen one of those in a long time. Have you guys? Who do you know who has a Facebook profile with their significant other?
I think I know a couple of people.
Oh, bring it to my attention.
I don't understand or get it, but like pop all the way off. Mine for today is this. I think that wedding cake is extremely overrated, and I don't think it's necessary to make or break your day. There, I said it.
You know, you're not wrong. There is an alternative.
What is that? Cupcakes?
Cupcakes. Yeah. My cousin did it at their wedding. They were beautiful. They were a hit. And they were $40,000 cheaper.
Yeah, literally. We'll talk about wedding planning coming up here in just a little, but those are things that I want to just like knock right off. I don't need a cake. I'm so good. We'll have other desserts for sure.
Yeah, it's the
cake,
whole...
not necessary.
It's cutting the cake together and then, you know...
Like, I'll go to Walmart and get a cake.
Smushing it into your other significant other's face.
Another take of mine. If you do that, you genuinely hate your significant other. There, I said it. Like, she just spent $400 on her face to get beat to the gods, and you're going to ruin it? Please, give me a break. Give me a break.
Beat to the gods. I hate when people say it is what it is, like it's profound. No, it's lazy and weak. There, I said it. All right, that came in from Marcus. Let me see here. Here's mine for today. And you guys know, listen, I love dogs just as much as the next person. But yesterday, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Really never owned a dog, never had a dog. No. He's like, I'm obsessed with them. I'm like,
I do. That's probably why. Yesterday, I saw a dog on the sidewalk licking its crotch and God knows what else. This woman then picks the dog up and they exchange tongue kisses. If you think this is normal, you need a psych eval. There, I said it. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is too much. That's too much.
I fear it is too much.
Let's go over to Big Chuck. What's up, Big Chuck? If you're over 30 and still drinking Mountain Dew like it's water, then yeah, you probably deserve those kidney stones. There, I said it.
No, actually, though.
You ever have one?
I've never had a kidney stone, no. And I, knock on wood, I don't get one.
No, me either. My cousin used to drink Mountain Dew like it was his job. And the amount of kidney stones that dude had was crazy. Isn't there a way to laser those things out so you don't have to pass them? Because there's nothing comfortable about peeing shards of glass. Yeah, all right.
I'll piggyback off of that one with a text that we just got from Hannah. She said, if you're drinking soda before 9 a.m., you need help. There, I said it. Our coworker. I just walked in our coworker's studio.
Yeah.
He was double fisting with Diet Coke. And I was like, how many of those do you drink in morning? He's like, four. Mind you, this man wakes up at 3 a.m. So.
Yeah, he does four Diet Cokes in the morning. And mind you, that's the replacement for some people when it comes to coffee. They just want the caffeine.
But does Diet Coke have caffeine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about caffeine. I don't do it, but.
My mom, growing up, used to buy Diet Caffeine-free Pepsi.
Oh, is that the gold one?
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point?
You're like, what are we doing here? You're like, grow up.
Lou says, if you're still married to someone just because of the kids, you're lying to everyone and making everyone miserable. There, I said it. All right, then I'll go over to our friend Katrina here. Hi, Moose and Breezy. It's Katrina from Irondequoit. I love my sister, but posting your kid's potty training milestone on social media should be a crime. Not everything needs a slideshow. There, I said it.
Can I
agree with that?
Can I do one more?
Sure.
And this is more of a question than anything else. When did LinkedIn become Facebook? Like, I'm genuinely asking for the masses. Why am I looking at wedding photos of you on your professional LinkedIn?
I don't know.
I
stopped signing into my LinkedIn a year ago. Now people are using it as a dating profile.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, can we just leave something sacred to just like actually find a job? It's hard on these streets. You're like, married the love of my life. It's like, wait.
Do you want to mess with our boss's head and change our status to looking for work? I don't know what this
is. Somehow, some way, I tried to put my information in to get another side hustle to become a Netflix movie watcher, and now Indeed will not stop calling me.
See what happens? Somebody just texted in, tuna fish and ketchup, baby. Tuna fish and ketchup. Okay.
We'll leave it there. Yeah.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Well, we're flattered. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Here's the situation, guys. New York State is set to send out inflation refund checks to millions of residents. But a scam is circulating. You got to keep your eye out for this one. It claims recipients need to take action in order to receive their money. So an overnight nurse here and her coworkers all got the same text scam. She shared that the text initially appeared legitimate. And obviously, as you know, several red flags start to appear after you start to investigate a little bit more. But here's what they're saying. First off, the state typically is never going to send out a text. Also, if they did, the area code would not come from a 6-3 area code.
Right.
That area code is located in the Philippines. So the text also includes a time-sensitive request. People are getting these messages and saying, warning, you have a certain amount of time frame, like two or three day window, to go and put all your information and banking account info and give this to these people. The only way you're going to get your money is if you hit the deadline. Otherwise, you're going to forfeit your refund altogether. So it's just a scare tactic and people are falling for it. And they're saying to receive the inflation refund check, residents only need to ensure they have filed their 2023 taxes. And it's weird because several of the nurses and their coworkers, they all got the same exact scam text. One coworker completed the process. She entered her card number, hit submit. There goes her money. Ugh. Do not give them your bank information. I promise you will not be receiving any payment or refund from anyone in the Philippines. It's a scam.
It's a nightmare.
But, you know, what's interesting about this whole thing is the nurses are uncertain how they became targets of this scam. Nobody knows how they got this text all in the same day. And they're continuing to get it.
How does that even happen?
So I'm looking at a screenshot of the text and it says New York Department of Revenue, area code 6-3. Your refund request has been processed and approved. Please provide accurate payment information by the 22nd of September. We will deposit the funds in your bank account or mail a paper check in 1 to 2 business days. And people are just putting their bank routing number in, giving their credit card information. It says failure to submit required payment information by the 23rd of September, you will permanently be disqualified. Okay.
Thank God.
Right.
Hopefully you won't contact me again.
You got to keep your head on a swivel, guys. All right, coming up on the show, well, as you know, Breezy's getting married, and I think she's already over it.
It's very much all I think about. It's all I talk about with my significant other, and we've literally only been engaged for almost a month now and a couple of days. It is like one of the most time-consuming things you'll ever do, and I didn't even realize. And I guess, like, I feel like I'm doing a good job, but also I don't know what I'm doing at the same time. It's one of those things. And I'm really honestly looking for advice from other people that have gone through the whole process of planning a wedding, executing a wedding, maybe even working a wedding. Because
sure.
It's different working a wedding and being the one whose wedding it is. Because I've worked hundreds of weddings, obviously. So I'm looking for some advice and maybe a little bit of help from our audience coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? I cannot believe it's already coming up on close to a month that Breezy and her fiance Patrice have been engaged.
Yeah.
And the wedding planning is in full force.
Well, there's only 11 months, so.
Right. It's going to... I'm telling you right now, August 29th is going to creep up.
I know.
And how are you feeling with the planning?
I am feeling overwhelmed. And I feel like I'm trying to be as organized as possible. But there are things that, like, I feel so scatterbrained at times. Like, I talked to Chat when I got engaged. And I was like, hey, Chat, can you give me like a detailed outline of what I need to do for my wedding that's in 1 year. And she absolutely crushed it. She gave me like, this is what you need to do a year out. This is what you need to do 9 months out. This is what you need to do 7 months out, like breakdown by breakdown. And the biggest one was like hiring vendors and stuff, which pretty much is all set. Pretty much all good. I think the only thing left is like a hairdresser, but I can find that. It's not a big deal. But what I'm like struggling with right now is there are so many like random, I feel like now that I'm engaged and like looking at stuff on TikTok and things like that, my algorithm is like so wedding centric and like
now.
Yeah. Like my whole algorithm is weddings and I share a TikTok with Patrice. So like either she's looking at it or I'm looking at it, whatever the case may be. And it just keeps popping up. And I'm like, do I order like all my centerpieces right now? Like what am I supposed to be doing right now?
You know, it's so interesting because it's not like there's a class for this.
Right.
You just kind of have to do it. And I can see why it would be really easy to get overwhelmed. Any of you, if you have any advice for our girl here, 585-252-9800, because this is a really tough thing to plan for. And by the way, I mean, you don't even know what the weather is going to be like that day.
I know. I mean,
is your mom helping out with a lot?
She's like trying to, but I'm also like being like not difficult, but like unsure about a lot of things. When it comes to like the aesthetics of it all, I feel like that is important to me. But right now what I'm trying to focus on is getting every vendor booked because like there is no wedding without
That's right.
a DJ. There's no wedding without a photographer. You know what I mean? Those are the big things.
Well, let me know if I could help.
Yeah,
I think we're so good. This just came in from Christina. She's got a great point here. This is helpful. Breezy, you got to pick three things you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, food, music, whatever. You got to obsess over those three things. Let the rest go because nobody's going to remember the napkin fold.
Yeah. I think my big three is DJ, which already locked that down. DJ Naps will be there. We're so excited about that. Obviously, like we trust him. We've worked with him for so many different projects. Videography locked that down. And I honestly think like aesthetics and the way the tables look.
Yeah.
You know?
But keep in mind, Breeze, you don't owe anyone a big show. You know what I'm saying? It's for you.
I think I owe myself a big show.
Yeah, if it's for you, fine.
You know?
Yeah, but you're not doing it for everybody else, are you?
No, I'm definitely not. But I want it to look, you know me, I'm very particular. Mm. I want it to look the way I want it to look. And I mean, obviously Patrice is there and has a say in it, but she's kind of also at the same time being like, do what you need to do. She has her input of like, you know, I want this, or like what's not important to me. I'll just put this out there. Not important to me. Dessert cake. I just said it. I don't think wedding cake is even necessary.
I wouldn't skip the food tasting because I went to a wedding once where the wedding cake tasted like cardboard.
Perfect. Let's eliminate it altogether. So no, there's no even speculation of that happening.
There's no dessert.
No, there will be dessert. I just don't think a cake is like my big thing.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go to Costco.
Cosmic brownies.
Right, exactly.
Get the chips with the dip already in it. Let me plan your wedding.
Oh.
Let me plan your wedding. This will be a blowout.
He just shows up to my parents with pigs in a blanket. He's like, hey guys, I made enough for everyone. I'm like, there's 12 there, so.
Yeah, you probably
photography also like this might be a hot take. It's not that important to me. Like it is, but it isn't. Like I obviously want a photographer there. Yes, of course. But I value the video way more than I value the photos because I feel like you need one or two great shots that you hang up in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't need to see my dad sweating on the dance floor. You know, I just don't. I'm not framing it. It's not going anywhere.
It's crazy to see every time I walk into my parents' house. It's just a shrine of both of my brothers and pictures of their weddings. I don't see a single photo of me. So
you haven't had a wedding.
You got to just double check everything. But Breezy, you got to breathe, laugh, love. You going to wear comfy shoes, by the way, or heels?
Probably comfy shoes.
You gotta
no
get
one
those.
Sees them.
Yeah, get the Skechers shape ups, put them under the dress.
Wearing Converse.
My sister-in-law was so much taller than my brother, so during their first dance, she had to take her shoes off. I'll never forget it. Oh, it was the greatest.
Just pointing and laughing. They're like, really not the time, but thank you so much.
It was the greatest. Oh, somebody texted it. Breezy, just a little advice for you. Congratulations, by the way, on the engagement. Don't let your future mother-in-law run the show. You got to set boundaries now or you'll be fighting with her until the date of the wedding, which is August 29th.
Yeah.
I feel like you're on good terms with her. You're right. I don't.
My mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. She just waxed our brows last night. Love it.
Oh, she waxed your
brows?
Oh, I heard bras. Okay, yep. That's fine.
Just hot waxing the bras. Love right. It.
All right, if you guys are interested in hitting up Breezy's wedding, call us right now for a pair of tickets. DJ Naps is going to be DJing, 585-252-9800. We are 100% giving away a pair of tickets to your wedding.
We'll have to do a big contest. It's not just a caller eight. So, huge contest. Let's blow it out of the water, shall we?
I was going to stick to caller eight, but it's your day.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat
Breezy!
That's right. We got a pair of tickets we need to give away. Right now, this is your chance to win tickets to go see MGK in Wiz Khalifa June 13th.
Win them before you can even buy them.
That's right. They're coming. Darien Lake, we have your chance. Right now, we're looking for caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, where are we calling from?
We're calling from Victor.
Oh, Brett Dog. What up, girl?
Are you at work?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Are you at work right now?
I am at work. I'm in the break room.
Oh my God.
This is going to be great. You're caller 8! Okay, Brittany, the trivia questions today, I'm not going to lie, they're a little difficult.
I'm already sweating.
Okay,
do you
perfect.
Love MGK or like what?
I do. And then who I want to take, she's a big fan and the concert's on her birthday. So I'm trying to win.
Okay, here we go. The rules.
Now you're trying to butter me up to lose.
Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. And if you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. Okay, Breezy left the room. Let's go to question number one, Brittany. The Titanic sank in which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Going with Atlantic. I'm locking you in. Let's move on to question number two. What type of alcohol is used in a classic Moscow Mule?
Vodka.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Brittany, what's the only U.S. state to have hosted both Summer and Winter Olympics?
Utah?
Going with Utah. All right, I'm locking you in. And question number four, Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for what car brand?
Jeep.
Final answer?
Final answer.
And last question, number five, you a fast food girly?
100%.
What's the name of Arby's signature sauce?
Oh, jeez. Arby's sauce?
Arby's sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with Arby's sauce. Okay, that's five right there. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well you did, okay?
Oh, I don't feel like I did good. Okay.
All right, just need a little bit of confidence. Okay, Breezy's coming back into the room. Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Oh, okay, wait.
Brittany.
Okay,
sweetie.
Okay, Brittany. Trust me, I've done this long enough to know sometimes that's enough. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay right there. Breeze?
Yeah?
Question one. The Titanic sank in which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Going with Atlantic. Question number two. What type of alcohol is used in a classic Moscow Mule?
Just regular vodka.
Question three, Breezy, what's the only U.S. state to have hosted both summer and winter Olympics?
U.S. state?
That's right.
I didn't even know that the Olympics were in America.
Oh, they've been in the U.S., yes.
New York, Lake Placid.
What?
Lake Placid in New York State.
You're going with Lake Placid?
Yeah. Okay. I know. I mean, I know for certain there was Olympics there, so.
Going with Lake Placid, let's go to question number four. Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for what car brand?
Like a Rock?
Yep.
Dodge? I don't know.
Dodge?
Sure.
All right, we're going with Dodge. And last question, Breezy. Big fast food girly, what's the name of Arby's signature sauce?
I don't eat Arby's.
Come on, Breeze.
Horseradish? Horsey sauce?
Horsey? Is that your
horseradish sauce? Something horse. Horsey sauce.
Final answer?
Sure. Horsetail sauce.
All right, let's get our girl Brittany back on the line. Hi, Brittany.
So bad. Brittany hung up, so.
Yeah, are you with us? Okay, so basically, yeah. Breezy yesterday, she crushed and she won the game. Brittany, you got two answers today, and it's crazy that Breezy beat you by one.
Seriously?
Was this a Dodge question?
Was it Dodge?
Well,
tell us everything.
Let's run through it real quick.
Brittany's like, I need a fact check.
Brittany, you got the first two answers correct. The Titanic sank in the Atlantic. Both of you got that. Yes, vodka is used in the classic Moscow Mule.
Okay.
The only U.S. state to have hosted both Summer and Winter Olympics is California. Brittany said Utah. Breezy was New York.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for which car brand? Chevrolet. You said Jeep. Breezy said Dodge. And Arby's signature sauce, which everybody knows, is horsey sauce. I don't know how Breezy got that. But
I'm dead. Roast beef and horseradish are like, they go hand in hand. So that makes
sense.
I'm
like so annoying.
No, I know. Wait, what was your friend's name again?
Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, like the city.
Oh, that's pretty.
Wait. Paris. Does she wear glasses?
She does.
Wait, I like literally know her. Oh my God. Yeah, let's give her the tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
man.
I literally know her. I think she works out at the gym that I work out at.
All right, yeah. Well.
Yes. Okay, yeah, let's give Paris the tickets. It's her birthday gift from me.
Oh, great. Paris, I'm going to be on it. Or Brittany in Paris. Both of you don't deserve these because you lost. But really,
definitely
at the end of the day,
not,
it's Breezy's
call. At least I got on the board.
At least you got on the board. And you know what? I'm a girl's girl, so you guys go, have fun on me, have a blasty blast, and just live life, you know?
June 13th.
I'm there for it.
Darien Lake.
Send pics.
MGK.
Yeah, it's like a year away, so like you'll have much time to prep, but it'll be well worth it, yes.
All right, Brittany, I need you to say, my name is Brittany from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Brittany from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you clearly can't.
Nope.
Connect with
PXY
Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
At 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out Cool Runnings, which is the 1993 comedy film based off a true story about the Jamaican bobsled team competing in the Winter Olympics. The film stars the very funny John Candy. And before
Not we John Candy.
One of the greatest. Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Well, neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be.
Well, so am I. And the best that I can be is Jamaican, not Swiss.
Be the best. Be Jamaican. Is there a typo here? Then be the best. Be Jamaican.
I'm trying. But we can't do that if you keep talking about how other people are doing it. We do it our way. And I'm telling you, as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican. Now, what have I always taught us to do on the ice?
You taught us to feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Cut. Now, clearly, there
Someone texted in yesterday and was like, if we could not scream bloody murder after every scene, that'd be awesome. I'm like, it's literally part of the bit. So.
You're probably
the whole thing.
You're probably asking yourself, what was the point of her yelling in that scene? There is no point. But it's a signature. You know what I mean?
It is.
Here's the breakdown of the film. If you've never seen it, four Jamaican bobsledders dream of competing in the Winter Olympics. Realistically, I think one dreamed of it and then convinced his three buddies to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But despite never snowing or there being snow in Jamaica, this team, with the help of a disgraced former champion, desperate to redeem himself, the Jamaicans set out to become worthy of Olympic selection and go all in to try and win the glory. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 76%. Breezy, it is based off of a true story, but the question here is, did it hold up?
I want to be this delusional when I, you know, grow up.
It's about chasing a dream.
It really is. And I honestly loved the movie because I feel like I saw myself a lot in the main character. I feel like I did, because at the end of the day, he never gave up.
No.
He really didn't.
That's what it's about.
And I think that you have to be so delusional that it just eventually works. And that's how I try to live my life as well.
So, but what you're saying is you got to fake it until you make it.
150%.
You saw the movie. These guys worked really hard to chase this dream. You know what I'm saying? Who was your favorite character in the film?
You know, I liked them all. But I think Irv.
Irv?
Yeah.
Okay, who was Irv?
Who was John Candy's character?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to remember who this guy was in real life. He's great. Oh. He's great in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite scene?
My favorite scene was when they were practicing in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And they were bobbing and weaving and left and right and all the things. Hilarious. And you know, the OG character who convinced all of his friends was a runner, right? That's how this whole thing started. He didn't place at the Olympics how he wanted to. And he was like, well, I want to go back. And the only way they could do it was through this. So I thought the movie was also very funny, very comical. And even for its time, like, it definitely, I feel like, holds up.
Yeah.
1993.
Big time. I remember my parents bringing me to the movies to watch this when it came out. And I remember laughing so hard. Obviously, my humor has changed a little bit since the 90s, but I mean, the story was there. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
You know, honestly, the ending. I loved the whole thing. When the credits were rolling, I was sad.
Yeah, that's how good the movie is.
I loved the movie. I really did. I thought it was hilarious.
Breezy is reviewing the film Cool Runnings for Breezy's Big Movie Review from 1993, starring John Candy. Best throwback moment of the film, Breeze.
Ugh.
There's a lot of them.
First of all, the outfit's iconic. Second of all, do people even bobsled anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. It's my favorite sport to watch during the Winter Olympics.
The only bobsled that like I have seen during the Winter Olympics is when they're stacked on top of each other. They're laying flat.
Yeah.
On the boards.
All right, Breezy. Let it rip. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the classic film Cool Runnings?
Good vibes, good heart, good family, good storyline. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 4.2.
Wow.
Pretty high.
So you would agree I picked a pretty good film this week.
Yeah. There was no cheating. There was no adultery. There was no, you know,
sewing someone's mouth to another person's ass.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
Speaks Why Mornings, Moose, Breezy, call me crazy.
We will.
And like most people, I'm obsessed with pizza. I can probably eat it every day.
I love pizza.
Not get bored. Some of the best pizza I've ever eaten was just recently with my trip to Italy, right? And I thought, I'm never going to be able to get pizza like this back home. Wrong! Last night, I had a frozen pizza.
You need literally psychological help, clinical help.
Call me crazy.
No, we will.
Hear me out. My buddy introduced me to this pizza on Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So I went out, I bought it. This pizza was similar to whatever it is I ate in Italy. I got it at Wegmans. It was pepperoni, hot honey. The crust was incredible. So you take it out of the box, you throw it in the oven. First bite brought me back to Italy. And I was like, I don't know if I'm trying to remember the name. Best pizza. I think it was like Amore or something like that. So my Aunt Maria in
Super
Italy.
Super helpful. Yeah. He's like, best pizza I've ever had. Don't know the name, but like you guys can find it.
My Aunt Maria in Italy FaceTimes me. I think it was around midnight third time. So she's drinking wine with my parents. And she says, what are you eating? I said, pizza. She says, homemade? I said, no, frozen. But it's some of the best I've ever had. And she loses it on me.
Yeah, she should.
She
As
left.
She should.
She leaves the table. She goes to get my mom, brings her back and says, look what your son's doing. Look what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not like I'm eating a DiGiorno.
The frozen pizza is so disgusting.
It's not.
It is. I think the pepperoni tastes like blood. It's so gross. It is so nasty.
Well, I think the reason why this was so good, too, is I think the pizza crust, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's imported from Italy. So it's probably the same exact pizza I was eating when I was there.
No. There's no way. There's no way.
If I make it and bring it in, would you at least try it?
I guess, but I mean, it's still frozen pizza at the end of the day. It's like you go from having fresh dough, fresh ingredients, people are making it who actually know what they're doing, and you preheat the oven, and you're like, honestly, kind of slaps. Like, this is so disrespectful to your culture.
Guys, I mean,
to your parents. You will never be invited back to Italy
if you keep it up. What am I supposed to do if I can't get it there? I had to get it here, and Wegmans happens to have it. Oh, God. Teresa is calling in.
No.
Hello?
So let me get this straight, guys. This is Teresa, by the way.
Shocker.
You know, we know.
I can't believe what came out of your mouth. Are you guys, like, drunk this morning?
She says, you guys.
Yeah, like, don't lump me in with this.
What is the problem?
Nobody in their right mind, you know, did you just really sit there and compare some frozen pizza to pizza you ate in Italy?
I'm just saying, as far as the crust is concerned, it was very similar. That's
yeah, he
all
might
I'm...
be drunk, to be honest.
My God. You are so freaking uncultured.
Oh,
you
what know, do you mean? Just... Teresa, you have to try it.
Listen, no, I've been to Naples, okay? Let me tell you something. Both my grandfather and my grandmother are from Naples, okay?
Yeah.
Some of the best pizza in Italy. Nobody cooks better pizza, and you're telling people that frozen pizza you got in the freezer next to some freaking fish sticks that are close to the same thing? Are you serious?
You got to try it. It's got a crispy crust. You put a little bit of olive oil onto it. Maybe you sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Please.
And I'm like, this is really, really good.
You know what? Listen, I don't know if you're just trying to get a rise out of people.
Definitely you. It definitely works.
I don't. Why can't I enjoy a frozen pizza? Well, I don't understand the problem.
You know, enjoy frozen pizza. Listen, when I was little, I'd never forget my nana waking up at 5 a.m. to make the perfect dough. Okay? That's what makes good pizza. And she gets the sauce started. You know, you can't get that out of a cardboard box with a picture of some freaking mountain or some whatever on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really bad.
You guys are shameful, really.
Stop saying you guys. I want nothing to do with this.
Listen, you could be angry all you want. I know what I like, and I thought this was a pretty damn good pizza.
Oh,
and
please,
it was good enough, Teresa.
All three of my daughters know how to make homemade pizza, okay? Because I taught them, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, what you're saying is freaking disrespectful for you to drag Italy into this, especially when I heard you just came back from there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You should have talked to the people that were making it while you were there. Maybe you would have learned something. You kill me. This is unbelievable. I got to go.
Yeah. Do you take anything in the morning to calm you down? I think coffee is the worst thing for you, Teresa.
Well, you know, I am going to have my coffee, okay? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should try it.
I got to go. I got to go. Goodbye.
I can't.
Somebody said, Moose, I'm with Teresa. You need help. I listen.
You need help.
You know, not for nothing, but God forbid I try to help everyone out. Let them know on a little golden nugget that I found last time I share my pizza secrets. That's it.
You know? Honestly, that's it. You're not sharing anything. You're like, I don't know the name, guys. It's like really good one,
like,
but I forgot.
Amore. I think pretty sure that's it.
Sure.
I was going to tell you guys about the new frozen Stouffer's lasagna that's out of this world, but you can forget about that.
No, we'll pass.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.